Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 34. New year, new us.
Yeah, I forgot.
Did you turn this off already?
I forgot that I was going to let you do that by yourself.
No, hey, it's all right. It's
you perfect. Ruined it.
No, it's totally fine. Welcome to the podcast. If you've never downloaded before, thank you. hang on to this one because we're kind of shaking off the rust of a long holiday slumber. We went into hibernation.
Yes.
And hyperspace. All
at the
in
same
one.
Time.
Yeah.
Two chicks.
This is fun. It's like playing catch up. It's like when you see somebody you went to high school with on the bus. Yeah, so what have you been doing?
Getting anything cool for Christmas break?
Yeah. So that's what we do for about an hour. it's a good, no, seriously, it's a good episode. We talked about Star Wars. We talked about...
Star Wars.
We talked about Star Wars. We talked about New Year's resolutions, some of the stuff we've been doing in the new year, some of the stuff we hope to accomplish.
Yes.
In the year 2016. Yeah, it's a fun episode if you like hearing friends talk.
Yeah.
If you ever go to a bar and like you hear two people having a conversation, that's so, like this.
Yeah. We sound super drunk.
Yeah, we sound like that. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, wow, it's really early because they sound tired. They got here as soon as the doors opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up on the schedule.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell will be stopping by in a week.
To promote Daddy's Home.
Yeah. Is there anything you need to plug or promote right now?
I will be going to see Todd Glass this Saturday.
Oh, anyway. Dude, yeah. You're going Saturday night,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
He was just in Pittsburgh, and my friend was opening for him up out there. So he's doing Thursday through
Sunday. Saturday, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Saturday, I think.
Yeah, he's going to be at Helium Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Plugging his shows.
Yeah, I will see him there.
Yeah, we'll see if we can try to get him on the show, maybe.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'll do nothing.
Everyone's like, yay!
Yay! And now, hey, look, guys, I get to let you down, too. I guess I should tell you stuff that's coming on with me. This Wednesday night, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club myself.
Awesome.
I'll be doing a nice spot for a host audition. It's called the Helium Host Showdown, where they're trying to pick the next host for the future. January 22nd, I'll be at the Smyrna Opera House with Tommy Pope and, Tommy Pope guys from Delco Proper. That Tommy Pope.
Oh.
He's also on True TV's Almost Genius.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's him and John McKeever on that as well. So I'm excited about that show, too. And then the 16th, every Saturday from now on, every Saturday except for the third Saturday, you can catch 1816 at the Philly Improv Theater. No more Wednesdays, guys. We got moved to Saturdays because we're
awesome.
Prime time.
Yeah,
we're a good team. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's. I'm very lucky to be a part of that team, and they're all great, funny people. So, yeah, it's cool.
Sweet.
That's all I got.
All right.
That's all I got right now, man. That's all I have. This podcast. I've got my dog, I've got Michelle, and that's it.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Yes.
Please go to our Facebook page and share it or like it at facebook.com/ Your Late Podcast, and also our Twitter at @your_late.
Yes.
Ha. And you can remember how to do that.
And you can, if you like this, if you're a friend, if you feel sorry for us, probably the latter, like us, rate us on Facebook or iTunes, subscribe, rate us, please. Give us like 100.
Subscribe rape.
There's no better. Is that right? All right. I think I just said subscribe rape. Don't want to say that.
I played rape in Words with Friends as a word the other day, and
yeah.
I felt so bad about it. I was like, I'm sorry about this.
Are you playing a male or female?
A male, okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's like my only move. I'm like, ooh, do I do it?
Yeah.
Do I do it?
Couldn't you have done par?
No. Probably.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have gotten the double word.
Yeah, it was like a 21-point word.
I haven't played Words with Friends forever.
This episode brought to you by
Words with Friends. All right, should we get started?
Yep. Enjoy.
Rathcast.com presents.
Hey,
questions for answers.
Yeah, it's like one of us went to prison, and now we're like just getting out.
Which one?
Yeah, you decide.
In this theory.
Yeah. Text 67531 for Bubba if it's A.
Which one of us do you think would do better in prison?
Have you seen Making a Murderer yet?
No, not yet. Oh, we were going to watch the other night, but then we ended up watching John Mulaney.
Oh, okay. The Comeback Kid, new one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did, actually. Yeah. We started watching his first one from 2012.
Uh-huh. The new in town one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he seemed really nervous in it, almost, in the beginning at least.
In New in Town?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 28.
Yeah. I guess knowing what I know about him now, I guess I was just a little surprised.
Yeah.
Meg really wanted to watch The Comeback Kid again because she had already watched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he jumps right into it.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I was like, what's he talking about, fucking sleepover? Oh, this is a bit. We're into something.
Yeah, he was crying. Yeah. He did one. I don't know if it was a part of a bit or not, but like he called out a guy in the crowd for playing with his phone.
Yeah.
And then went into like distractions or something like that walking down the street. I was like, holy shit, was that planned?
Yeah, that worked perfectly.
That was amazing.
I bet you he just knew that because he had done so many theater shows that he could almost guarantee that at least he could catch one person.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking he had like kept it in his pocket until like. Until he saw one person who wasn't slightly distracted. He's like, "I'm jumping on you."
Yeah. Oh, dude, and if you saw his eyes, man, he was pissed. He was like, "Really?"
Yeah, his whole body stopped. Yeah.
He's like, "This is my special," and you're on your phone, Tindering.
V-neck.
Yeah.
That was funny.
We just started watching Arrested Development again.
Oh yeah,
so good.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
that is really good.
But Making a Murderer, I've watched it twice.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I watched it once alone, and I like binge-watched it alone. And then I was like, Michelle, you got to watch this. And then I had to watch. I watched it with her.
Is it more satisfying than Serial?
That's a loaded question.
Because Serial is very unsatisfying.
Yeah. I think it's more frustrating than Serial.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
But, like, do you feel like there's more evidence towards one or the other and not, like, well, we'll never know. See you next season.
That is a question I'm going to plead the fifth on.
Okay.
I don't know how to answer that.
I mean, I read the internet, so I'm sure
All right, internet, what do you got for me?
I know everyone thinks he's innocent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a petition to the president and everything,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of think is...
That's a little much.
Yeah.
White House responded, by the way.
Yeah, big N-O.
Guys, we can't do anything.
Yeah, a big no.
Yeah. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where they provide evidence, they provide reasonable doubt, and then they're like, you decide.
Yeah.
It's not even about you. It's about their story. You know what I mean?
Right, they're
not like, how about you tell us what you think?
Yeah.
Like, and this is what happened. Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So it sounds like it's similar to Serial.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Michelle drew some similarities.
Yeah.
I thought it was way better than Serial. It was like 100 times.
We're going to watch it.
Have you watched Jinx?
No.
Oh, man, that was good. That was on HBO.
I don't know why. Like, well, when it came out, I was almost scared to watch it, I guess.
The Jinx is insane.
Yeah.
And it's very good. The ending, no, nothing's going to top the ending of The Jinx.
Yeah.
But as the series as a whole, I think Making a Murderer is like 5 times better.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm hearing. We're going to watch it eventually. It's just, we were gonna watch it the other night, and then I think I feel like laughing.
Yeah.
Just put on Galilee.
Yeah, no, it's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess we could talk about... I'm trying to like calculate how long it's been.
Like 3 weeks.
Is that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I yet? Well, never. With 3 eps.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So like a total of like a million days.
So maybe like a month.
Yeah.
It's been about a month.
Okay. It's crazy. So much has happened. You've aged.
I know. You look so gray.
Yeah. A touch of gray. Distinguished?
Yeah.
You look distinguished over there.
I have slightly gray pubes.
Yeah. You are now a year older.
My pubes are salt and pepper.
your pubes are salt and pepper. Yeah. Are you wearing a Fitbit?
I am.
Was that a Christmas gift?
No, I got this for Meg for her birthday last year.
I remember you saying you got Meg a Fitbit.
And then we frauded the system. No, well, this one stopped working.
Oh, and then, okay.
She wrote an email to their customer service, whatever, and they were like, oh, we see that you've been having issues because it syncs with the app on the phone.
Uh-huh.
So they sent her another one, and I said, screw it, I'll take this one in case it starts working again. And then I've had no problems with it.
Oh, whatsoever. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
I know. I got a free Fitbit.
Check you out.
I know.
Fancy pants. Yeah, what do you think? It was just her phone?
No, the battery just kept dying. I don't know what it was. But
that's cool. So have you been like tracking your process?
No.
No progress?
Well, I'd wear it at work, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't like, I forget to sync it every couple days. But I am, well.
President Obama wears one. But where's one of the thicker ones?
I'm going to throw mine in the trash now. No. I'm actually going to start the paleo diet today.
Really?
Yeah.
Today?
Today.
You're drinking coffee right now.
I know. Well, I'm going to go shopping for it today. I mean, I'm going to start plotting my moves tomorrow.
There you go.
No. I've been saying it for a while. Is coffee not paleo? I don't even know.
What's a paleo? Yeah, I just go, is a fried Oreo is not paleo?
Well, I'm not going to be like going gung-ho, but I got this app. It actually plans out recipes for 30 days.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to go shopping, and a lot of it's like, I'm going to have to be cooking.
What's the app?
Nom Nom Nom. Hold on, let me look at it.
No, I think I've heard of that.
Or Nom Nom Paleo, something like that. Yeah, okay. Nom Nom Paleo. Nope, it's got a little Asian girl in pigtail, like an Asian Wendy on it.
Oh, Jesus. Have you seen that video of the Asian girl on Facebook? It's like this cute Asian girl, and she's like, oh, hey. And like she's like doing webcam, and
she starts
eating fries.
No.
And she takes a fast food bag, and she's like, ooh, you want some? And then she dumps it all in front of her in like something you can't see off screen, and it's just like a tub. And then she like gets a bottle of ketchup. She's like, you want some?
What is she wearing?
She's wearing a bathing suit. And then she mashes her hands, and her hands are up to her elbow, are covered in ketchup.
I just dry heaved.
No, it's so gross. She reaches her hand, and she's like I said, she's a cute girl, and she's making all these like sexy faces and stuff. She reaches her hands into this tub with the fries that she just dumped, and she mixes it up with the ketchup. Ketchup's going all the way up her forearm, and then she like takes a handful of fries. She takes a handful of fries and goes, and she like, starts to eat it, and it just like gets all over her face. She's like, "You want more?" And then she does it again, and it's like so disgusting. But then I can't turn away. It showed up on my news feed like 5 times, and I'm like,
I feel like you just went to Pornhub accidentally.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's a totally like a webcam thing, and then like somebody posted it. Actually, the original person I know who posted it used to be, or still is a webcam girl. And she's like, hey, so if you guys want to know what I'm like.
Somebody who is a webcam girl?
Yeah, yeah, she does comedy now. So
it's quite the jump.
Yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing either way. but she was like, hey, so if you guys want to know like what some of my weird clients would make me do, here's an example. And I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And then, like, 5 people shared it since then.
So she fully embraces the fact that she used to be a webcam girl?
Yeah, like, that's, like, some of her materials Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Go from humiliating yourself privately to humiliating yourself publicly.
Yeah, you're just setting it from private to public. Yeah. Actually, I think it's probably more public online.
That's true. But they have to pay more for it.
That's very true. Yeah, you're making... Oh, my God, why would you stop?
You diddle yourself and you...
Yeah. Have you ever noticed...
Well, she...
That would be a good
double
bit.
Marketing.
Yeah, look at that. That was a gross thing I saw.
How was your holiday?
My holiday? Everything was good.
I mean, your Christmas, damn it.
we had a good Christmas. I originally got Michelle a broom, and I realized quickly after I need to get something better.
You know, there's a bar up by where we work that there's a I took a picture of it. It's framed on the wall. It's a picture of It's from like 1930s. It says, "Get her a broom for Christmas."
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, but it's like a brand name broom.
Oh,
it's like a picture
God.
Of a lady in a big dress just like sweeping the floor.
Oh, that's
like
so
nothing
cool.
makes a woman happier than a broom, like a shifty broom. Or whatever
oh
the hell they
my
call it.
God. You know, that woman was like taking the handle off
yeah.
and going into the storage closet and like, "I'll be back, kids."
Yeah.
yeah.
If you didn't know, it sounds like Peter
Griffin. I love this broom.
It sounds like Peter Griffin yeah. when girls
Yeah, so I got her a broom. And everyone was like, "No, don't do that."
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
So I went out and got more gifts. I went to Macy's.
You got her a
in Center
dishwasher
City.
And a mop.
Yeah.
Sponges.
No, and then I get her all this. I get her like a purse and perfume and stuff like that. I'm like, "Yeah, I did good." And then Christmas comes around and I'm like, "Dad, what'd you get Mom?" "I got her a blender." Well, I guess it's a step up.
yeah. Appliances.
Yeah. How about you? Well, how did your Christmas turn out?
It was good.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy really happened. Just I got a year older.
Yeah. Yeah, you had it. For anybody who doesn't know,
my birthday is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, and your sister's birthday
is Christmas.
So it's a crazy, crazy busy time.
4 years apart.
Do you get gifts that are wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper and regular wrapping paper?
No. Usually, well, not anymore anyway. I think we used to, maybe.
But yeah.
Not anymore.
Now you just
actually, this
text.
Year, I know, right? Pretty much. No, this year was actually the first year that I had to buy, like, it's like a quick turnaround. All of a sudden, there's just like there's a million kids in our family that I had to buy for. I'm like, shit, when did this happen?
Yeah.
When did we get to be the old people?
You're like, "Well, it's my birthday, so
yeah,
here you go." Yeah. Nothing.
You know what I did do, though? We went to New York, well, Jersey City, like
oh, I saw
that.
Yeah, you had like a wedding, right?
Well, no, I just went up to visit a friend.
Oh, okay.
But we got really drunk one night, and I thought I was being slick. And I pretty much showed Megan one of her Christmas gifts on my phone.
No.
Because I don't know why I did this. It was the dumbest idea ever.
You were just like, excited.
In a million years. No, I was really nervous, actually, that she was going to hate it.
Oh, okay.
But it was this watch, and I was shit-faced drunk. Because we started drinking at like 11.
How was she? Was she drunk? Okay.
I think so. But she remembered. She remembered. She's the one who told me the next day. I was like, "Look what my brother-in-law got for my sister for Christmas. Do you think this would be nice?" It's
oh
a picture of his white DKNY watch, and it had the price under it. I'm like, "You fucking moron." But the funny thing, the first time I went into it, I screenshotted it and showed her in my pictures.
The first time.
But then she was like, "Oh, let me see that again." The second time I went into my email and my confirmation and the receipt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh.
I didn't remember it until the next day. But
oh, my God.
I was very proud of that.
That is, I like how you showed her the price. This is what I think of you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
You idiot.
And that was her big gift?
Well, yeah, I got a couple things, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, man. Now I got to get you something else." I
know.
Like, fuck, idiot.
Yeah.
What a dope.
We had Christmas at our place for the first time. It's crazy because we're still not done doing anything in that house or putting anything up on the walls. But, we fed 18 people.
Oh, cool.
In the dining room and ate food.
Both sides of the family?
It was basically just her family and my parents.
Oh, okay.
Like her cousins, extended cousins, aunts, uncles.
Right.
And then my parents. It was good. It was fun.
That's cool, though.
No Bud. Bud was at my parents' house.
Was he?
Yeah. yeah, it was pretty cool.
I saw this thing the other day. A guy got he pushed all the couches together to make a bowl pretty much out of the carpet and dumped a bunch of those pit balls in. The first thing I thought of was doing that for Bud if he did that as well.
Dude, I saw that video too. That dog was like in heaven. He like just like, he would crunch the ball and then just move
around.
On.
Like roll around.
Yeah.
Oh, money.
Yeah. That's like, we try to do something like that with Bud. We dropped 100 tennis balls on him. Turns out 100 tennis balls is not that much.
No.
I mean, honestly, he's probably gone through about 30 of them already.
Jesus Christ.
That's how quickly he chews them up. And everyone's like, "Oh, why don't you try the Kong tennis balls?" Before anybody gives a suggestion. he has, eaten those just as fast.
So, he just walks around squeaking all day.
Yeah. He sits on the couch. The tennis balls are great though, because I got this hookup. I got this Craigslist hookup.
I got this tennis ball hookup, yo.
It's this old retired couple from Jersey. Have I talked about this
before? No.
Okay.
You just happen to have a lot of tennis balls.
Yeah. They're like, well, they're retired, so what they do is they play tennis. And, like, after you play tennis with the same balls a couple of times, they lose their bounce. So they're, like, brand-new balls that just don't have the same bounce, so people get rid of them.
Mm.
So they go through so many balls, and they're like, oh, well, if you need some more balls, keep our number. And I was like, all right, I'll do that.
They're robots?
Yeah. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Recalculating. Yeah. Also a GPS. I got their numbers. I haven't called them. Sandy and Rich.
Oh.
Shout out to Sandy and Rich.
This episode brought to you by Sandy and Rich's Tennis Balls.
Yeah.
Our balls are fuzzy.
Oh, dude. I showed up to their house and they were just getting home.
I thought you were going to say we're just getting high. I'm sorry.
No, they were like walking in the door with groceries and they're like staring at my car. I'm like, don't stare at my car. Don't.
Who is this person?
Don't do this. And then it was like so awkward. Like, oh, we forgot you were coming.
You walk up to the door with the hood pulled up.
Yeah.
I called about the tennis ball.
Yeah. Yo. Give me the tennis balls. Can I pay you?
Robert De Niro was doing
Let me pee on you. Let me pee. I'll pee on you for a homeless tennis ball. Ah, where am I?
I want those balls.
Yeah. Beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. Yeah. So just... I've just been doing tennis balls. I've had a busy new year. Have you made resolutions? Have you done anything?
Well, not... It kind of like coincided with the new year that I wanted to go on a diet, not necessarily because of the new year.
Why? What happened? What was the point in your life where you were like, I need to go on a diet?
I just pigged out too much over the break.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture of myself 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, on Facebook? Like, yeah. 3 years ago today?
On Time Hop.
Was it the picture of us at Jocelyn's?
No, it was from I think Meg and I's first New Year's together.
Oh, okay.
So 4 years ago.
Okay.
Not three. But, I don't know, I just thought, it's like, Time Hop is just the perfect thing to make you feel privately guilty.
Oh, God, yeah.
Look at all, like, all these old Facebook posts, and just, like, it's all like, wah, I'm sad.
Yeah. Remember like, how much
getting
happier
drunk,
you were?
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how that coincided with true happiness.
Yeah, it's dude, it's the worst.
Now I don't say anything on the internet, and I'm sad.
You just type out a bunch of Morse code.
Yeah. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Help.
The 10th day in January that we're recording this podcast.
Yes.
Peeling back the curtain. 3 days I have not had a show. The other days were like one day was sketch.
Yeah.
A bunch of other days were open mic. And then one day was improv. And then, yeah. So it's not bad. It's not off to a bad start.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to monitor. Yeah, track my progress. This Wednesday, I'll be doing the host audition at Helium.
Oh, sweet. This coming Wednesday?
Yeah. This coming Wednesday. And I know, well, I'll put this in plugs. I'll just.
Yeah.
So I've been like freaking out about that, trying to work on like.
How many people?
I don't know. No. I have no idea. I'm going to probably just mix old and new material.
Yeah.
Because last year I did it. I didn't do like any of my old stuff. And I think that was a mistake.
Right.
It's even older and I'm going to keep doing it.
But that was a year ago though, right? Like
yeah.
You were still, like all that stuff that you tried was all pretty new, right?
Yeah, the stuff I tried there last year was... newer, and it wasn't as polished as the Philly's Funniest set. So I want to do, like, half the old Philly's Funniest set and then, like, half new stuff.
That's a good idea.
So we'll see. Hopefully it's good.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then the sketch group I'm in just locked in to do a half-hour show, a one-night-only half-hour show in February, which that's going to be
a lot
of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work, so we've been doing a lot of writing and stuff like that. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. And then just stand up, just writing new material every day and not doing it for 6 months on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I realized there was this bit I've been doing. It's a bit I have about sleeping in the nude. And I'm like, oh, it's new. It's new. I'm working on it. Still need to figure out the wording. It's new. It's new. Then I realized I've been doing it for 4 months.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, that's maybe
procrastination.
Yeah, yeah. Caught an expiration date and you fucked it up. So, because usually you like to like test it on a crowd.
Right.
So you do it like 4 to 5 times. And that's it.
Yeah.
Not 100,000.
The end.
Guys, it's,
well, that one's good.
That's called shelving that joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's everything I got. You,
yeah.
You tried out for a...
I did.
You tried out for a band.
A wedding
band, this year?
Yeah, or? It was... Well, it was over the Christmas break, I think. Yeah, so it was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of... I didn't get it. Well, I mean, I'm assuming I didn't get a call.
Yeah.
But,
You might still get a call. You never know.
Yeah, but, well, I talked to somebody, like, one of the owners, or okay. The owner, I should say, and, like, he didn't say I didn't get it, but it was kind of, like, basically told me what the guy said, because he wasn't there, which I'm kind of happy he wasn't, because if he was there and I had gotten the spot, I would have felt like it would have been, like, a favoritism thing.
Yeah.
That's, like...
The last thing you want, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're just joining a band. But I didn't really do great. Like, I screwed up a few harmonies. But at the same time, it was kind of like, it was handcuffed, because it was like 45-minute audition with a bunch of songs I've never done before, with half of the band there. There was no drums, no keyboard.
Jesus.
There was just like a trumpet, trombone, a sax player who was trying out. Bass guitar. Yeah, it's like a 10-piece band.
No, I get that, but I mean, hey, let's try out. Can we just have the trumpet player show up and you sing with the trumpet?
Yeah.
That makes it, why not just the keyboard player?
Well, the keyboard player, it was a guitarist, bass player, one of the female vocalists, there's two of them.
Okay.
Trumpet, trombone, and then a sax player who was also auditioning. And I said before we even started, I said to the singer, the other female singer, I was like, are there any parts that you sing, like, which parts you sing and which ones do I sing so we're not stepping on each other?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't, like, I...
You're in a higher register.
Well, and it's, so well, like, not even that, like, if we're singing the same thing, it might clash if we both sing the same melody.
Yeah.
And, like, we don't know it either, you know? But she said, oh, just do whatever. And like, all right, yeah. And then, inevitably, there was, like, 3 or 4 songs where we stepped on each other and it sounded like shit. And I'm like, well, that's what I was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but at the same time...
Like, and that's why I fucking asked you!
No, I know, but I didn't want to be like that, because at the same time, they have to... Their singer's just leaving now, so they have to get somebody to replace him within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Gotcha.
Because they're booked all the way up to the end of the year.
Okay.
Which would have been great for me to get into, but it is what it is.
Wait, they're booked all the way to the end of this year already?
Yeah,
Holy shit.
Yeah. And, like... I don't know how many gigs a month.
And the money was probably crazy good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yes, it probably was.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I start cutting myself.
Why? Like, I could have been it.
But no, there's still, I mean, that was just one option. Like, that kind of just came out of nowhere, but we're still kind of like building a band.
Did you like the guys you met?
Yeah, they seemed nice. I mean, a couple of them had the very, like, which I understand because of their trade, but it's like they had the salesman personality going on.
Yeah.
But they have to sell themselves to these couples that are coming in all the time, so it makes sense.
Oh, so they're like, hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm Rex
Grossman.
I was gonna say, I'm Rex Piper.
Retired Chicago Bears quarterback. I play bass now for her. Yeah. But they're still like a project in the works that
I'm trumpet number one.
yeah, he's not even the leader. He's just like I plug in everything.
Yeah. But you got something in the works.
Yeah, that's what we're. I met a few other musicians there before, and the plan is to build a band.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
How's
according
to
my yearly horoscope, it's going to be a good new year as far as that stuff goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meg sent it to me.
Did you, do you have some people in the pocket already? Like,
well, the one guy that I
I've been in contact with, he does. He said he's got four musicians already lined up, but he's been cutting like tracks for like original stuff for right now.
Okay.
So he's been kind of swamped, but he's going to get back to me like this week. Actually, I think I'm supposed to, he's going to call me today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
just
awesome.
Go over like song ideas and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, as far as that kind of event goes, I'm a novice. I don't know which ones to pick from, you know?
No, I think you do.
I mean, I do, but I don't. Like, I know, like, some of, like, the main ones, but there's so many.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Hopefully sounds good. Exciting.
Good things!
Yeah, it's a good, this is a good point, man. This is the new year starting. You've got a band that's being built around you, which is great.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lucrative endeavor.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, right?
Because I need to buy stuff.
I know. Michelle's like, hey, so you know when you used to do the band and you used to bring home some money? so you should call Bubba again. I'm like, yeah, I can't. I can't right now. I need to spread my wings and fly. Spread my wings. Hey, where's my adult coloring book? Babe.
I need to color in these wheels.
Babe, I need to color in these wheels. these wings.
Yeah.
I need to color in these wings because I'm going to fly. Yeah, I'm too unstable at the moment. Sorry, I don't mean to make you die. Oh, Jesus. Bubba is dying.
I almost did a double spit take.
Yeah, I'm just way too unstable at the moment. So.
No. I'm sorry. I got nothing. I'm like trying not to choke right now.
No.
No.
No, you're not.
No. just the way you said it. That's what got me.
I've been trying to get, like, I'm just trying to get so much stuff together every day. And then it's so easy when you have so many different plans and, like, so many things you want to get done and you don't do any of them.
Yeah.
So easy to just, like, let it all just overwhelm you.
Yeah, yeah, quickly. I know what you mean.
That's how my New Year's going.
But at least you're trying to get all that stuff. Like, that's the precise reason why I don't try to take on too much, because I feel like I'm afraid of that happening.
Like, I try to, here's a peek into my jelly-filled mind. I'll, this year, beep boop. I'm a robot too.
Did you guys hear all that jelly?
Every day I try to write something, at least one kind of like funny quip on Twitter, whether it's with the exception of the weekends, because nobody gets on social media on the weekends.
Yeah.
Like everybody takes the weekends off.
Well, that's good.
And I'll make sure like I get at least try to write one joke a day on there.
Yeah.
Then I have like a bunch of topics and stuff that I've been writing like a joke a day for, which are just like, okay, whatever, throwaway jokes.
Yeah.
I've written like three or four sketches so far.
Oh, cool.
And then like I have this pilot that I'm going to start writing out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's nice.
Are you doing it by yourself?
Yeah. I was going to write another one two months ago, and it was kind of going to be about my current situation kind of thing, because you have to, you know, write what you know to an extent.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But the problem is it was like too close to home, so I'm actually going to write a different one right now that's kind of like, it's not the closest to home, but it's, I think the characters are what makes it close to home and not the profession.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
I changed that up a little bit. So, I don't know. If you want to read it.
Yeah, that's exciting, man.
It's good. It's okay. It's.
But you're doing it. That's like.
Yeah, it's something. My friend, I have that one friend I talked about before who writes for Late Night with James Corden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the late show with James Corden. And she's been on me for like 3 years about putting a script together and sending it to her managers and stuff like that. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm not ready. I'm not good enough. And then I was just like, shit, it's been like 3 years since she's been bugging me. And she's like, And then I talked to her, and she's like, yeah, I'm telling you, if you get something together, I will send it over. And I'm like, all right.
That's
maybe,
awesome.
Maybe I'll try. Maybe I'll stop
yeah,
making
I mean,
excuses.
Worst thing that's going to happen is that
yeah.
you'll be in the same position you are now. It's not like,
yeah.
at least if you try, you're trying, man.
Yeah, and that's what, yeah, and that's what I need to remember. A lot of times, like, with the writing stuff, it's hard because you don't have the same payoff as you do with stand-up.
Right.
And because when you don't have that instant gratification, like, right there to be like, oh, good job.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
It's like, then you just, like, kind of let yourself slide. Like,
you give it time to stew in your head.
Yeah.
And like, that's not.
Like, with monologue jokes, when I came back from Conan, I was writing, like, at least two jokes a day, monologue style.
Yeah, yeah.
And they weren't good, but, I mean, that's why you do it every day, is like you learn to get better.
Right.
And at one point, I was up to like around 10 a day, and that was for a very short period. And that took a long time. That took a nice chunk out of the day.
Yeah.
But if I'm able to produce 10 monologue jokes a day and, you know, narrow down, like they have a workshop you can submit jokes to, like a late night writer's workshop.
Right.
In the past, I've had like hundreds of jokes, and I'm like, okay, pick my best 30. And like this year, I have like nothing to submit because I stopped because there was no like gratification. And it's a different style. You wouldn't think about it, but it's like a different style of joke writing than it is for stand-up.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Because like stand-up, you know, people don't like that. It's kind of like an old monologue joke style is kind of like an old fashioned stand-up.
Yeah.
Like
one-liners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work as well, I feel. It's a style that only really works when people are already on your side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
So, yeah.
Like, it's tough to go up and they're not like Stephen Wright one-liners. They're like, I feel like they're
topical.
It's like pop culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes the jokes disappear very quickly.
Right.
Because of time and then you're left with nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, why would I work on that when I could work on material that I will do beat into the ground for the next 5 years? You know why? Because you need to.
Yeah, right, right.
It's a different muscle. But
yeah.
So yeah, that's all I've got going.
But like, well, was that
still
obsessing?
Was that part
of your your resolution for the year? Did you make one?
Yes. Short answer, yes. I know we're doing a podcast. I should probably do a long answer, but I don't think anybody wants a long answer.
No.
Yeah. So, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I did make it, another thing that happened, I did make it into all of my fantasy championships this year.
Yeah.
Of all three teams, leagues I'm in, I made all the championship for all three.
That's awesome.
And then I lost all three.
I did make it to the playoffs. I only did one league this year.
It was a bad year.
It was such a bad year. Congratulations to Amanda.
Oh yeah, my
yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, my little sister got married in November and
well, I meant to winning the championship.
Oh. I'm going to go.
But yes, that too.
Yeah.
But also getting married.
So she had absolutely. A good year.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff. I was saying earlier to you, we're doing this really early in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is why we sound like zombies.
What?
What? Because I have to go dress shopping.
Yeah.
What's it? Is it bride dress shopping? I don't know what the hell. Wedding dress shopping.
Bride dress?
I'm doing that. My other sister is getting married. The other sister.
Isn't that Scarlett Johansson movie?
No, is she in that?
Or the other Bolin sister.
I'm thinking of there's a movie called The Other Sister with Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello. That's a good movie.
Yeah. Giovanni Ribisi.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you like to dance with me? Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop. You never go full retard. So we're going dress shopping at 11 a.m. We're
That's
recording
awesome.
This at 6.
Yeah. Where are you guys going?
We're going, I don't know. No, I
no?
do. I do. I just, is it a secret? I don't know.
I don't know.
David's Bridal.
This episode brought to you by
David's
Bridal.
Where all your needs are ready and big. Oh, man.
that?
I don't know.
I'm still like half asleep from. We went to go see The Hateful Eight last night.
Oh shit! All like, 3 hours, huh?
Yeah. Whew. My God.
Did you have an intermission?
No, we didn't go to. I couldn't find it in film. The only place around here doing it in film was Cherry Hill.
Oh God!
And we thought King of Prussia was doing it.
I'm sure the Ritz and the city.
No, I looked it up online. The only place in Philly that 2 weeks ago King of Prussia said that they had it.
Okay.
But then I checked it again 2 days ago.
They're like, never mind.
Yeah, they got rid of it, I guess.
We ran out of napkins.
Movie Tavern didn't even have it in their theater.
Really?
Yeah.
The movie itself?
Yeah. Yeah. And Cherry Hill was the only one showing in 70 mil.
I don't know how to feel. I heard a lot of people said they hated it.
I didn't hate it. There was a lot of useless exposition, like more so than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the character setup. The first hour was like a lot of character setup. But instead of, like, condensing it like in Inglourious Basterds when they talk about Hugo Stiglitz and, like, this is why the Nazis hate Hugo Stiglitz. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
The end. It was, like, it was kind of like me and you sitting across from the table and telling each other's life stories to each other. Like, wait a minute. Are you Jake Matera?
Oh,
who
yeah.
Who did that
I've
thing?
Heard about,
took
yeah.
a big old grumper in the... No,
wait, like, I recognize like, yeah, you. Yeah. I recognize you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It was like very like some one guy's on the side of the road like, "Hold on. Do my eyes deceive me? Is that this guy right here?"
Oh, that's so funny.
I will say this though, Walton Goggins was amazing.
Who's Walton Goggins?
He's on Justified and
is he like the main character of Justified?
No, he's the not Timothy Olyphant. He's the
okay.
main antagonist in Justified.
Oh, yeah.
Real big teeth.
No, I've never watched it.
Did you see Sons of Anarchy?
Not really.
Hmm. I'm really determined to tell you who he is in one of these movies.
Can you draw me a picture?
Yeah. Well, he was in Django. He was the guy who tries to cut off Jamie Foxx's balls.
I just watched Django the other day.
Did you? That's a very good movie. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah. You know, he's Quentin Tarantino is being sued.
For that movie?
Apparently he stole the plot from these two guys.
Really?
Apparently. I don't know.
I mean, he does borrow a lot of his plots, or not plots, but like themes from other movies.
Yeah. But I think it's like the same, it had the same story structure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't really read into it. I just saw like a quick article saying, yeah, he's being sued by two boys.
Yeah.
Two boys, selling for a lot of money.
This just in.
Yeah.
Extra, extra.
Yeah. I was listening. It was the AM radio.
Flash.
A little boy on a corner.
Quentin Tarantino steals plot from Ben.
See? Yeah.
It was funny, too, because since Samuel L. Jackson's in the movie, he couldn't use Samuel L. Jackson to do some of the narrating. So Quentin Tarantino does the narrating.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's so much worse.
That sounds so much worse.
Yeah, it's that, but he's not like it's not the whole movie, but it's just like select parts. It's kind of funny, kind of catches you off guard. But I thought it was a good
just
movie.
Just select parts.
Yeah,
and just then like, the other parts are same.
Well, like
Jackson.
Coming out of the intermission.
So we open up, and it's like a store, right? And they're just standing there.
15 minutes ago, we left our people, and
oh god. Yeah.
Well, here's what happened when you. Here's what you didn't see. It's just like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I hear, like, he, like, is very... I know he's very pretentious to begin with. Mm-hmm. But the level of it in this movie is insane. Like, I hear when the movie starts and they're playing the song, it says Overture on the screen.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody knows what an Overture is.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah, the opening credits were, like, 15 minutes, it seemed like.
Really?
Yeah. It was a single shot.
Somebody needs to be like, look, Quentin.
Like, I get what he's doing, but it was
we
just,
know who you are.
Yeah.
We know what you've done.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
There's no, you don't have to be artsy for the sake of being artsy.
Like, that's the thing is, like, I don't know. If you like the movie, good. I haven't seen it, so. But it just sounds like he's doing this for the sake of just, you know, being different.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know who else did that? Steve Jobs.
And he's dead. No.
Yeah, yeah. Look what we did to him.
Look what the Illuminati did to him.
Yeah, yeah. It just doesn't seem necessary. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I agree. A lot of it.
But then again, trying doesn't seem necessary.
He's trying more and more to be more and more artsy. It's just, and it's just unnecessary.
But
yeah.
Do you think the intention isn't to make like, no, I guess it is. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. It's like, is the intention to make like a pure art film, or are you trying to make money like a fucking blockbuster? Like
yeah.
You've been doing like,
I mean, he's going to make the money for sure.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny. I heard somebody else say this too on a different podcast, but like he didn't have all the pop culture references to make. So, and it was a room where it was a movie where people are locked in a room for 90% of it. So like their conversations can't get like super relative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like where like Reservoir
That's
Dogs.
A, yeah.
You know, like he just plays on like all kinds of like Madonna for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
But he can't do that in the Old West.
He's not going to do that. Yeah. You hear about old Katy Perry?
She was in my dream last night.
Yeah. Was she really?
Yeah, because when we were talking about the they were built in the process of like kind of building a band. He said there were four musicians, and the four musicians were Katy Perry. Hold on, shit. Who was it? There was like two of them were real musicians, and the other two I dreamt up. I have no idea who they were. I can't remember who the other one was. Damn it! This is gonna bug me.
Cochise.
But yeah, I just remember like, oh, Katy Perry's in this. This is legit. Legit as fuck.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Imagine Katy Perry. Sorry, you're the thing. I apologize for that.
That took me a second.
Can we edit this? The whole thing down. Well, here's what you missed. It's just a minute of us doing the voice.
Yeah.
Well, see.
Did you saw Star Wars, right?
Yes.
Do you want to do a spoiler? Yep.
We can at this point.
It's been
a month. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. If you're listening to this point and you haven't seen Star Wars,
fuck you.
And you don't want to have the movie ruined for you, I guess we'll say it's safe to turn it off, and then I'll let you know when to turn it back on. It's safe to turn it off if you don't want to hear us geek out and spoil the movie.
Well, it made $1 billion. I feel like if they're gonna see it, they've seen it by now.
They should.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah, and it's not even done yet.
Surpassed Avatar. You know that great flick.
Yeah, that James Cameron is unnecessarily making sequels to.
Yeah.
Sequels, not even one.
Really?
Yeah, I heard he's making two.
As soon as he heard Star Wars, like, well, let me put my gloves on.
Oh, did I mention there's a prequel?
Yeah, we're going to do it out of order, too. Avatar was a good movie.
I enjoyed it.
But, I mean, it wasn't the number one movie of all time.
No, absolutely not. It was just very...
Very hyped up.
Very well done.
And it was new technology.
Yeah. I mean, and a naked computerized Zoe Saldana.
Yes.
We both just stopped to think about her.
Moment of silence.
All right.
Peace. So, yeah. So Zoe Saldana. Star Wars.
Yes.
She was in it.
Wasn't she? What?
Wasn't she? No. I'm thinking Lupita Nyong'o.
That's racist. She's not even black, Zoe Saldana. She's like Puerto Rican.
She's black.
She's like Dominican.
I don't know.
That's funny. No, she just always plays a black girl in the movies because she looks black.
Shit.
Well, she might be half. I don't know. But
you
I'm
tricked
sure
me.
I'm pretty sure she's not.
You tricked me.
It's because she was in Drumline. That's what it is.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, so we watched a movie. I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was a fantastic movie. I also thought it was a complete remake of A New Hope.
Yes.
But... done well to the point where I'm like, oh, I know this story, and I'm happy with where it's going.
I don't know how it was. I just don't know how I feel about it being. I thought it was a very good movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how I feel about it as a Star Wars movie.
Okay, what do you elaborate? What do you mean?
We'll start in the opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
The stormtroopers were based on Nazis.
Okay.
We're, like, taught to hate them more than anything. The first thing that this movie does is tear that down and be like, let's feel sorry for these horrible people that are trying to murder everyone.
I don't think they say feel sorry for all of them.
Well, the one that dies, the first one that dies when he wipes his blood smear across what's his name's face.
I think that wasn't the feel sorry for the guy who died as much as
it was like a little
to
bit
instill fear in like, oh, not all stormtroopers are these monsters.
Yeah, but like it's kind of like just tearing down that whole old adage where like, they're just. These guys are monsters. They're trained. They're raised to kill, and that's
yeah.
it. Like, because they're based. They're based on the Nazis.
Yeah.
And now, like, I have to feel bad for them. I mean, I got over that the second time I watched it, but the first
not,
time I watched
not
it,
all Nazis were bad. I mean,
stop. I was about to be like, what?
Poking the bear.
Yeah. And like small things bothered me, like. The fact that Rey could just automatically understand BB-8 when he showed up on the planet.
Oh, with all the beeps and boops?
Yeah, and she was just like, oh, no, we're not going to the bathroom now, or something. Like, she just talked to him like a normal person. Like, no, that never happened.
I mean, that's what Luke did.
No, he talked through a translator on in his cockpit.
Oh, shit, that thing?
Yeah. Well, no, there's a screen there. But when he talked to R2 on, like, Dagobah,
yeah,
it was more so like talking to Stewie Griffin. Like, no one really understands him, but they assume that he's listening.
Yeah.
Like, he never really had a conversation with him. It was more like he was talking at him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was more stuff. I can't remember right now. I haven't seen it in a couple weeks. A few weeks ago, I was very upset about it, though.
Yeah, you texted me. You're like, I am not happy.
Well, the first time I watched it, I was. But the second time I watched it, I was like, I recognize it as its own standalone movie.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was holding it too close, like trying to keep it too close to the original plots.
Yeah.
Which is what bummed me out. But once I recognized it as its own, like, new generational story, then I was more open to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's... Like, I went in... I think I went in with a clean slate.
Yeah.
And that's why I really enjoyed it. And I know, because here's what I know. I know the first three movies, the originals that George Lucas made, they were like masterpieces, right? And then the prequels happened.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, what the fuck is this? And George Lucas lost his mind.
Yeah.
Everybody should have saw it coming when he started adding all the digital effects.
Yeah, I know, to everything else. Yeah.
But no, we didn't. We let him do whatever he wanted. Eventually, Disney saved us all by paying $4 billion for the movie. And I knew at this point, Disney is going to make this movie that takes place in the future after the original movies. And it's Disney. So they're not going to be like, all right. It's not going to have Quentin Tarantino like, all right, we just left off. And
I know, right? Yeah.
So I think what they did is they're rehashing the franchise for a new generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think they did a good job at it. I think this is one where Star Wars fans can enjoy it. Fanatics will pick at it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mean, you could pick at anything. I mean, I'm being overcritical, but.
I mean, I was very happy with, but then again, I love Star Wars, but I'm not as, like, tangled up in story and plot points as you are.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean that in a
love. No, I know what you mean. But, like, this was another thing. It doesn't bother me now, but when I first saw it, it drove me nuts, was, like, how does the Empire get completely obliterated? And then the First Order shows up, and they have all the money in the world to turn this entire planet and people, resources, whatever, to turn this entire planet into a fucking planet killer.
Alliances, big banks,
Lehman Brothers are all in there.
But then
like they call the instead of the rebels, they're the resistance now. It's
you didn't
like,
see the Merrill Lynch bull outside of the Star Killer.
like the resistance. I mean, I get like you don't want to be the rebels, especially since you. One, essentially, but like, why are you still like the resistance is a little close? You didn't really have to come up with a crazy name, could just been the I don't know, it's like stupid, but
wait, what was their name?
The good guys or the resistance?
The resistance,
yeah, but like, why are they resisting? They won,
yeah,
They shouldn't be resisting.
What are they resisting?
They shouldn't be resisting. They should be enforcing.
If they were resisting, that Chicago cop would have shot them by now. yeah, they should. They should probably have a different name. I didn't think about that. I mean,
that's another like stupid petty thing, but that bothered me.
They should just call themselves the good guys.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Like, just
that's how I look at it when I watch it. I'm like, oh, the good guys,
the winners.
Oh, the bad guys.
Yeah.
Oh, it just got dark. That means there's a bad guy.
There was a lot of like the same gags from Star Trek in there too. It was like A New Hope mixed with like a lot of the same stuff from Star Trek.
Well, J.J. Abrams made me watch Star Trek.
Yes, the first one.
I didn't see the second one.
Second one was not good. Do not watch
it. And J.J. Abrams did that one too.
Yeah. Second one, the second one was the same thing.
That's Into Darkness?
Yeah.
It got a lot of hype and a lot. It did pretty well financially.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's because
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. And the first one was good.
What?
I saw it.
What was his first movie? Or was it
Super 8? He did Super 8.
Was that his first one?
Well, he did the third Mission Impossible, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that was before Super 8.
Because, I mean, he was generally just a TV guy. He
I think
wrote
so, yeah.
Alias and X-Files,
yeah.
Alias and Lost.
Lost, yeah.
And, like, even with Lost, he was, like, the creator and then just disappeared.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, bitches, give me my script. okay. Yeah, because I just wondered how he ended up with the franchise in this lap. And I like him a lot.
I do, too. So, I do, too.
Yeah, and Star Trek probably was, like, that was just his audition.
Yeah.
Which is insane. That's
I know.
A crazy audition. How would you feel if you're a Star Trek fan right now? Do you feel betrayed?
I kind of would. Well, the trailer for the new Star Trek movie kind of looked terrible. So I don't
yeah, it's a totally different director.
Yeah,
and
David Lynn, or the guy who did Fast 7, I think, or Fast 6.
And the same guy who did Road Chipped. that guy. The guy's going.
Oh man! Instead of listening to Rage,
Captain.
instead of listening to the Beastie Boys, they're listening to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, yeah. last time. We're gonna have to pay for it.
that's all I got.
Yeah. I'm already getting texts and phone calls.
Oh really?
Yeah. I was like, guys, chill out.
Oh, I didn't realize what time it was.
Chill out, bros.
I guess we didn't really spoil anything.
No, we haven't. Yeah. We totally could.
Yeah, we could.
One.
I will say. I will say that like that stuff towards the end. Where
this is how good people. This is how friends have a conversation in front of other friends.
Yeah.
They don't want to ruin the. This is how you.
I know.
Yeah,
I still feel guilty about ruining the movie.
You don't want to ruin the movie for
yeah,
anybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm dying to.
Yeah.
The moment these mics turn off, we're like, yeah, so-and-so died,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and this was the other big thing, was at the end, they ended it too late. The end of the movie should have been Ren and Chewie taking off in the middle.
As
soon as they make the jump, credits.
Yeah.
Like, don't show me Luke. If you're only going to show him for 2 seconds.
No, I think they had to show Luke.
Well, I mean, if they were going to do it, they should have done it earlier.
Okay,
they
was that a spoiler?
Yeah.
It shouldn't.
It is. Well, yeah. I mean,
fucking,
now there's pictures
there's
all over the
memes.
Internet of him just like, what, like, where'd you get that lightsaber? Did you find a hand with it?
Yeah, like, yeah.
That was another thing, too.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the lightsaber? Another story for another day.
Yeah.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they went to the bar, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. No, but like, it was almost like a too much of a tease. Like, I know Luke's alive.
Yeah.
You don't need to show him to me if you're not going to show him somewhere earlier in the movie. So,
who was I talking to the other day? I think it may have been somebody stand up set talking about Star Wars. And they're like, what? Oh, no, I think it was Doug Loves Movies. I think it was that. It was, they're like, why would you make a map?
Yeah, I
know.
A lot of people have been saying that.
You're like a kid. Like the girl calls him a kid who runs away from home.
Yeah. But
he like
then
leaves.
Tells his parents where he's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's that? Andre said that, right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
And so true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense.
But again, they were following what they were. It's an old improv trick. It's called the analogous time dash. Nope.
I don't know what that is.
An analogous. Okay, so there's two ways. There's an analogous jump, analogous second beat, or a time dash second beat. An analogous is you take the same story, the same, and you map it. You map the story to the original one.
Right.
So it's like when, for instance,
it took map literally.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they took the map part a little too literally. No, like, for instance, Obi-Wan dies. Like, Obi-Wan dies in the first one.
What?
In the first one, the droids have to escape.
Yeah.
Right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then end up with Luke.
Right.
Uncle Owen dies. And then somebody like discovers that they have the Force in them.
Yeah.
And they took all these same things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Generally in the same order.
Pretty much, yeah.
And they just applied new things to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just analogous means it's the same story just with new characters.
Right.
In a different setting. And it's like a kind of a different setting because it's like a different planet, it's different people.
Time, yeah.
And then time dash would be the same characters, just years later.
Yeah.
So like you had, I wouldn't consider like having older characters, like having Han Solo or Chewbacca or Leia in, or Luke in, that wouldn't be considered a time dash. The time dash would be their story moved later.
Right.
So it's just like a continuation of the plot. So.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that wasn't worth it. You're like, all right, I get it. Please stop talking. You're hitting your head against the wall. Please. No, I understand.
Well, I'm sure he did that on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. I like it now. I like it now. I'm like staring at the wall.
Yeah.
You like it now.
And yeah, I did. I liked it very much. Hey, you got to come over.
What? No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I got lingerie. The peacocks have been gone since Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
Technically, they've been gone since, like, earlier, mid-December.
They've been gone since you said you were going to get rid of them.
Yeah.
We know what you're doing, Jake.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's painted a completely different color. And not completely different, but...
If I just come over and the peacocks are still there, but they're just different colors now.
Yeah, red and green.
Yeah. Christmas.
Yeah. No, actually, the walls are still green, but they're not the green that was in there. That green gave me a headache.
Yeah, that was a weird green.
I was like, fuck.
That was like a...
I couldn't sit in there for like longer than 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was like a sick, poopy green.
It was like I was trying to like work on shit, and I can't because... I look around, I'm like, I feel like I'm in a fucking slime tank in Nickelodeon. And it was just, I couldn't take myself seriously.
Yeah.
I got a drill for Christmas. I need to go get some drill bits.
Ooh.
But the set is like $30.
Yeah.
For the bits. I could go buy like a Ryobi one, but the case is like bright yellow. Like, I'll just get the matching one.
Racist. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, I have to go.
Oh yeah,
I have to go try on some wedding dresses for my sister.
In modeling.
No, I'm going. You know why I'm going to this? I'm going to see if this tweet is worth a tweet. I'm going because my sister needs a Simon Cowell there. That's why. I've got my black V-neck in the car. That looks atrocious. That was more of a Trump. That looks atrocious. Or Kennedy.
Yeah, atrocious, yeah, we're just going all the way across.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Dude. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe he'll be on time next time.
You're late. Hey.